Welcome to another Encompass Church podcast. We hope that you are inspired and challenged by God's word. For more information about our church, please check out www.encompass.org.au.
As we touched on in the media message there, so Pastor John later this month is going to be talking about the vision, reminding us of what the vision of Breakout is all about, and pointing us towards the 2020 goals. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited by that. I think this whole theme of Breakout that is happening this year has been really encouraging. If you've gone and seen some of the stories up on the windows and that out there in the foyer, I don't know about you, but I've been blessed by them. They lift faith in us when we see and hear what God is doing amongst us, yeah? Would we agree? It's a good thing. So as was encouraged, keep those stories coming in. So this morning, I want to be able to launch into the theme of going deeper and transformation. In other words, that in order for us to be transformed, in order for us to be able to be transformed in our mind and in what we do, we need to go deeper in God. And it's encouraged of us in the Bible many times that we are to give ourselves to God more and more, that the Christian life doesn't just stop at the moment that you accept Jesus Christ in your life, that you are to grow in Him, that you are to be discipled by Him, that you're to be shaped by Him. Would we agree? Yeah, it starts a journey, and transformation happens that way. Let me give you this example. Transformation, or that switch in my mind, started about going swimming. I was actually a late bloomer in starting to swim. I started to swim at the age of 17. And thanks to the movie Jaws, and thanks to my brother throwing me off a boat in the middle of the Mediterranean as a kid, and then throwing out the life preserver, the life ring, I was terrified of deep water. And then I went through all of my school years terrified. And whenever we went to school lessons or swimming lessons at school and I had to go into water that was deeper than my neck, you could forget it. I was just not going in. The teachers would try and drag me in and I'd be kicking and screaming. I just would not go any deeper than my neck. I wanted to be in control so that I could go back into the shallow water. Growing up then as a teenager then, you can imagine my frustration, and when I would go to the local pools and I would see my friends going off the diving board and jumping in and having so much fun, and they would stir me, oh, I can't swim, you get picked on and all the rest of it. It used to drive me batty. Then one day at the age of 17, I was at the Doncaster pools and I'd had enough. In my mind, it was like something had switched. And I thought to myself, that's it, I'm going to swim today. And I said to my friends, guys, keep an eye out on me, I'm jumping in the deep end. And one of my friends, Vince, he goes, what are you doing, Mark? You don't know how to swim. So just keep an eye on me. And thankfully today, I'm proof that I swam, because I'm still here. I jumped in, and have you ever had those moments like you see in a movie, slow motion, when you're in midair? And then you see all your thoughts and it's like, what are you doing? And I went in. Came back out of the water and I started thrashing about and treading water. And, hang on, after a little while it got a little bit easier, but I was still going for it. And I actually swam for the first time, fully in deep water. But that did not happen until I made a decision in my spirit and in my mind to say that I've got to swim. I've got to be able to do this. I've got to be able to transform this way of thinking. Because if you do what you've always done, you will get what you've always got. We need to be able to transform. And in order for us to go get that transformation, I believe this morning God wants us to go deeper. So let's bow our heads as we pray. Father God, we thank you again that your Holy Spirit is here. Your Holy Spirit speaks to us. And this morning I ask that you would just have your way amongst us. Use my lips and, Lord, every distraction that is not of you, we pray that it be gone, that we would learn and grow from what your Spirit says to us, and through your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans 12:2 says it this way. It says, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So this morning, can you repeat after me? Say, I'm going deeper. I'm going deeper. In order for you to be transformed, me to be transformed, we've got to go deeper in God. And it is a bit of a journey. Sometimes it's scary, but it is where God wants to take us. So to give us that picture a little bit further, I want to go into the Old Testament. And there's a beautiful picture, a prophetic vision given to the prophet Ezekiel many, many years before Jesus walked the earth. And in this vision, I just want to be able to give you this picture while I'm reading it. Bible scholars and commentators say that the temple in this picture represents the presence of God, the throne of God, and the stream and the river that comes from the temple represents the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Okay? So as I'm reading this passage, understand what those things are. Let's go into it. Ezekiel 47, 1 to 5. In my vision, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and there I saw a stream flowing east from beneath the door of the temple and passing to the right of the altar on its south side. The man brought me outside the wall through the north gateway and led me around the eastern entrance. There I could see water flowing out from the south side of the east gateway. Measuring as he went, then he took me along the stream for 1,750 feet. In metric terms, guys, that's about 530 metres. And then led me across. The water was up to my ankles. He measured another 1,750 feet and led me across again. This time the water was up to my knees. After another 1,750 feet, it was up to my waist. And then he measured another 1,750 feet and the river was too deep to walk across. It was deep enough to swim in, but too deep to walk through. So we're understanding the picture. Picture this big river coming out from the throne of God. It shows the work of Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit. But physically and logically, you see the picture that it was a big river, really long and really wide. And every 530 metres as the prophet Ezekiel was walking into the water, it got deeper and deeper, so very wide. So this morning, let me bring that picture to you in the context of swimming and going to your favourite water hole. Who here likes to get into the water when it's hot? Yeah? In the middle of winter, it's good to cast back to summer where you think, oh, yes, I love that warm weather and you get that opportunity. I love going down to Wilson's Prom down at Smith's Beach down there. It is a beautiful place to swim. So picture yourself going to your favourite swimming place. And let me walk you through these depths that we see in this prophetic picture. The first one is ankle deep, yeah? Now, when you go into the water being ankle deep, we'd agree that it's probably really easy to do, isn't it? You just have to kick off your shoes and socks and maybe roll up your pants a little bit and you can get your feet wet. Yeah, would we agree? So you just jump in ankle deep water and even on a chilly day like today, you could still go into the water ankle deep and as long as you're rugged up top, it's fine, isn't it? It's a pretty safe way and pretty safe depth to get into the water. The next step, after another 530 metres, what was that level? Knee deep. So the prophet's then taking a little bit deeper. Now again, practically, if you're going to the beach, your local hole that you enjoy going to swim at, knee deep is also pretty easy to do, isn't it? Maybe you just have to roll your pants up a little bit more. And you see, at knee and ankle depth, getting wet and then coming out of the water and drying off is pretty easy. There's not much evidence of you having been in the water. Would we agree? Yeah, it's like you've gone in, but you know, it's just enough that you can wipe the water off, you know, really quickly get the sand off your feet and you're back to normal. What's the next level? Waist deep. So he goes a little bit further and you're at waist deep. Now, waist deep's a little bit more interesting. This is where you're a little bit more committed, but you're still 50-50. So at waist deep, you know, our body temperature drops significantly quicker. So when on a hot day, it is a really good way to cool off quite quick. But yet, you're still in that limbo land where you think, oh, it's still a bit cold. It's easier to go back. But on the flip side, it is a lot easier to go the next step, isn't it? For me, if I've gone in waist deep, that's it. I'm in. You know, if I've gone that far, it doesn't take me much to just, you know, put my head underwater and go the whole hog. Then what's the last level? Swim depth. Yeah? So this is where you've gone in, and like in that example of that story that I was sharing earlier, that I jumped into the deep end completely, this is the level where you swim, where the water takes your weight. Wherever the water leads you, you will go. Yeah? So if you're in a current or in a river that's got, you know, a bit of a current flowing through, the river takes you. Because you're at that level where you're no longer, your feet aren't touching the ground anymore, you're going where the water takes you. So logically, looking at those four levels, for those of us who like to swim, what would you say is the most exciting and fun one? Four. Sorry? Swim depth. When you're swimming, yeah? Would we agree? It's where you can have the most fun. It's a bit scary, but it is the most fun. And you see, without going into that level, we miss out on all the fun and the opportunity that swimming can bring. So let me bring it to you with the spiritual side of things, with the godly perspective on that thought. Where do you believe God wants you and I? Do you believe he wants you and me? That, because remember, this river that we see in this passage of Scripture is talking about the work of the Holy Spirit and the gospel of Jesus Christ going out. How far and how deep do you believe he wants you and me? Immersed. Does he want us just at ankle level, where maybe we come to church on a Sunday and we can quickly get out on a Monday and go, well, that's done. I've done my duty. It's all over. Or is it knee depth, where maybe we're a little bit more wet, but again, it's still easy? Does he want us at that 50-50 level, where we start feeling the cold and when we realise there's a big wave coming our way, we think, nah, I'm going in the opposite direction? Or does he want us totally immersed and overflowed by him? Does he want us that our lives show his love, his grace and mercy? Does he want his Spirit to overwhelm us and lead us where he wants us to go? I believe that's what the Bible teaches. That when we become Christians, it's not just about taking that first step, and the first step is important, but that we grow and that we mature and that we go deeper and deeper in God. You see, he wants us to grow. He wants us to trust him more and more. When God went all the way for us with his son Jesus Christ, he didn't go halfway. He sent all of his son. He sent his one and only son for you and for me to die on the cross. When he bought us with a price, he paid the full ransom. In full. Your life, my life, paid in full. He went the whole way. God wants all of you and he wants all of me. So let me bring some clarity around these levels and to give us some further perspective. The first point I want to be able to share is that God values people at every level and depth. We should too. In Romans 12:16, it says, live in harmony with each other and don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Many times we as Christians can think, oh, yes, I've done this for God. I'm doing that. I'm playing that. I'm whatever it is I'm doing. We can look back at people who are at a lower level and think, oh, you know, look at me. But that's not God's heart. Every level is important to God. He wants you and I to be able to go on the journey, and he wants to take everyone on that journey. Remember, church, we are all sinners that Jesus died for. every single one of us. Jesus died on the cross for us. And there's no one, God has no favourites. He values us all individually. Point number two is that God values the journey as much as the destination. Romans 8:29, for God knew his people in advance and he chose them to become like his son so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. As we grow in God, as we grow deeper in God, he's not about making our name great. He's not about putting our name in lights. You know what God's business is about? It's about making you and I into the image of his son. Yeah? He's about growing us so that we look more like him, so that we act more like him. That's what he's about. We're out to make him famous, not ourselves. You see, good godly acts that flow through us started in Jesus Christ. When he came from heaven to earth, that's what it was about. He's the model we're looking for. And I don't know about you, but for those of us who are parents in the room, we love it, I believe, when we see our kids do good things. Would we agree? Yeah? I get blown away when I see my kids do good things, because trust me, I see them do some not so good things, and all the parents can understand that. But to see them do a good act, to see them treat someone kindly, it blesses you. You know, just last week I come home from church, and Elizabeth and Jonah and the kids had been shopping straight after church, and Elizabeth came running out of the house, and she all of a sudden she goes, "Daddy, do you like shirts?" I'm thinking, totally random, but yeah, I do. And she went on to say, "Daddy, I bought you a shirt with my own money." Oh, I was right. That just melted me. By the time I got inside, the shirt could have been pink with whatever polka dots. I wouldn't care. She just bought me a shirt with her own money. How do you think God feels when he sees us do good things? Do you think it warms his heart? Do you think he's encouraged? Do you think he gets blessed? Because that's what it's about. He is about making us into the image of his son. Point number three, going deeper isn't always easy. Logically, when, like I said in my story there of going deeper into the water, I was petrified. I was petrified. I would get to certain levels where I'd go up to my neck and it was like, man, Jaws is just out there. That's where my mind used to go. It might sound silly, but that's where my mind used to go. But going deeper in God isn't always easy, but he carries us. He leads us. Just as the water takes our weight, as we go deeper, God will take our weight. God will carry our burdens. God will lead us. It isn't easy. You know, for those of you who may not know, over the past few years, I've gone from a secular corporate job into a small business role, then into ministry. And can I tell you, right along that way, there was moments of me where I felt like I was ankle deep and I'm thinking, I'm going back. Felt like I was at knee deep and I said, no, this is too cold, I'm going back. And so on. I was having this continual battle because it was in here. I would struggle with going deeper in God. I'm thinking, oh, it's costing me too much, God. I don't know how far I can take it. But God will carry us through. It could be in your life that you're thinking, I don't want to go deeper. I don't want to be able to share my faith at work because I'm scared of rejection, or I don't want to be able to pray for someone in my family because I think they might turn around and slap me or whatever it may be. God wants us to go deeper in our walk with him. He's about growing us and shaping us. Point number four is going deeper and staying there with God is done by emuna, or in other words, faith. You see, emuna is the Hebrew word for faith, but it's not the type of faith that is head knowledge. You know, we can have the knowledge about God, but it only gets us so far. The faith that the Hebrew word is talking about, its definitions are like this. It's about firmness. It's about steadfastness and fidelity. In other words, that once you've said something, you will do it. Your yes will be yes, your no will be no. It's faithfulness, it's going the whole way. And you see, for us to stay in that deep water where God wants us, where we can be led by Him, where we can be carried by Him, He wants us to be able to do it by faith. He wants us to do it. It could be as simple as little actions of you starting to read your Bible more and more. It could be by, on a Monday, when they say, oh, what did you do over the weekend?
I went to church. Oh, I had a good weekend, thanks.
It could be as simple as going, I went to church yesterday, heard a great preacher. It could be as simple as that. And can I encourage you? You know, church, we live in a free country. We're still in a free country. We have the ability to be able to share. People share their views. We can say, hey, I'm a Christian. I went to church on Sunday. We're allowed to do that. It is okay. Can I hear an amen? Yeah? Don't be afraid, because God can back you up even in those moments, and He can give you an open door with people. It could be as simple as, maybe if you've never done it before, as a family with your little kids saying, hey, you know what, from here on in we're going to say grace before every meal. Could be we're going to pray together. Could be that, hey, you know what, when we go down the street, someone we know, so-and-so, our neighbour is lonely, we're going to go pay them a visit. Whatever it may be, do it firmly. Do it with action. Do it with conviction. To stay in that deep water, let God take you through His Spirit where He wants you to be. Be the person that He wants you to be. Stand your ground for Him. He won't let you down. He won't let us down when we stand up for Him. It could be as simple as even in a room where you see someone lonely, going up and just spending the time and connecting with them, getting to know them. Could be helping a ministry team here if you've never done it before, or if you've done it in the past and have shelved it for the moment. Could be maybe doing the e-experience in a couple of weeks and starting that and see where God takes you. Whatever it may be, say, God, I'm going deeper. Can you repeat that after me? Say, I'm going deeper. I'm going deeper. That's where God wants us to not only profess it here, but also in our actions. If I can have the worship team come forward, and we're going to go into a time of worship. And if I can ask us to stand. As we go into this time of worship, I want you to have a moment of transformation. Is that okay? Because I believe the Holy Spirit is here and He wants to be able to take us on that next step. He wants to be able to transform a part in your life that you have kept to yourself. Just like I said with my example of going swimming. You know, if I didn't jump into the deep end at that point, I would have missed out on so many fun things. I've done some crazy things. I've jumped off the 10-metre tower at the Adelaide City Pools. I've jumped off a house into a pool. Don't do that. But I've gone at the back on a ski boat and I would have never done that. I wouldn't have had these moments of fun had I stayed in the mindset that I can't swim. And I don't know what it is in your life this morning that you're thinking, God, I can't, I can't. But I really sense this morning God saying, go deeper, come deeper, come deeper. He's imploring you, He's asking you. Come deeper. Some of you may have been in the deep end and been hurt before. You know, it's been lonely and it's been a little bit cold. But God wants you to know that He's saying, come deeper. I'll carry you again. There's new waterways to explore. There's new adventures for you to live out. And as we go into this time of worship, I want us to take a physical act, and some of you may have never done this before. And I ask you in the Spirit that if you've never done this before, if you've never come out to the altar before, do it as a sign of transformation, saying, God, I'm going deeper in you. You're not doing it for me. You're not doing it for anyone else in this church. You're doing it for you and God. And as we go into this song, just run out. Don't wait. Don't wait. Saying, God, I'm going deeper in you. Because in Ezekiel, the prophetic picture goes a little bit further. And if you read from verses 6 to 12, we won't go the full way for time. But this is what happens along this river. There's many trees that grow along the side of this river. This river makes salty waters fresh. Swarms of living things are around this river. Fish and fishermen will be on the shores. Fruit trees will grow whose leaves won't turn brown or they won't even fall. Near this river, there's going to be a new crop every month. Fruit for food and leaves for healing. I don't know if you get it, church, but in the spirit, that's the life that God wants you and me to live. He wants us to be able to be living and bring healing to the people around us. He'll heal us and it'll overflow. It'll overflow. The leaves for healing. I understand it's scary. I get it. And sometimes in the logic you think to yourself, there's no way I'm going to do this. But God's Spirit this morning is saying, go deeper. Go deeper. Just with every head bowed, every eye closed. As we sing this song, switch off to what's going around you. Just for a few moments. And if you feel to come forward, you run. You run. Because you're not running to me, you're running to God.
Thank you for listening to this Encompass Church podcast. Make sure you check out our website, www.encompass.org.au. We are Encompass Church, a place to belong.